Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. Thanks for joining me. Thanks for the food. That's what you should be telling your customers these days. Not just thank you for the business. Tell them thank you for the food. Thank you for the shoes. Thank you for electricity. Whatever they're helping you pay for, ladies and gentlemen. If there ever was a time when we should be loving up our customers, now's the time. Valerie Sokolowski knows all about that. She's our good friend and a member of our Brain Trust. She's the president of Valerie and Company, and she's an international leadership development consultant. She helps people put their best foot forward all over the world. Large companies, small companies. Her book is called Do It Right, the new book of business etiquette. Valerie, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you. It's so good to be here on this beautiful fall morning, although it's dark outside. I can't see.
Well, it's good to have you back, Valerie. I told the audience now that we had to be on our best behavior when Valerie joined us, because we needed to be able to demonstrate to Valerie that we've learned from her, that we've been putting into practice what she's taught us.
Well, that's a good thing, and don't watch me while I eat. I'll probably burp too. No.
Exactly. Hey, Valerie, I was just telling the audience that a little bit about some of the things that you've taught us, and to remind people that when you're hanging out with your BFFs and you want to talk to them, IM, text, email, whatever, in whatever way you want to do, that's fine. But when you move over in the next communication and you talk to somebody who could become a center of influence, somebody who's a prospect, maybe even a customer, you got to change into another kind of chameleon then, don't you?
Well, you surely have to watch what you're doing when it comes to technology and how we communicate with email, for sure. In fact, it's very interesting. In this last year, almost every corporate client that I've worked with and doing workshops and seminars have asked me to include, please would you include as part of your communications workshop, something about handling email. So this is an epidemic. This is something everyone is struggling with. How many emails do you get a day, Jim?
Oh, hundreds.
There you go.
Hundreds.
And
still get too much spam.
That's true. That's something that's, behind the scenes stuff I don't know how to deal with, but I can sure help with the other things. So ask me anything you'd like, and I'll try to help.
Well, one of the things that I think that there's a little trick that I think people need to pay attention to, especially with regard to technology. Our email servers, our email clients, I should say, are getting pretty sophisticated. And so you can actually just type in one letter, and it'll pop up options. It'll either pop in an address into your email, or it'll pop up options for you to scroll down to, and people. These are addresses that your email client remembers from your past activity.
That's right.
And so what you'll do is you'll type out this rant. You've told the you want to tell this person, how disappointed you are in somebody else or whatever it might be, and you hit the B and all of a sudden you get this long list, and you scroll down and you try to hit the person you want that to go to, and you accidentally hit the person beside him or her.
Isn't
and then
that
you hit that send button. You hit that send button, and wow, you just smoke somebody. Who knows what could happen. You got to be careful about it. Sometimes technology, which can be very helpful, can also get you into some trouble.
Well, you do, and I'm sure that everybody listening in the audience has done that exact thing, and it's very embarrassing. So, yes, you've got to take – this is the hard part. You have to take enough thought process to be sure you're not doing those things. But, boy, when you're going through hundreds of emails a day, let me share with you some things that I had to research – excuse me, in terms of trying to help people be a little bit more effective and efficient.
All right.
Well, first of all, if you get those 100-plus emails every day, just realize that you just can't answer all of them. So mm-hmm. one of the things is to prioritize, and what do I mean by that? Maybe some of your people are doing this. I wasn't. And the suggestion is that you flag those as you go through them, read every single one of them, do something with it, just like if it was hard copy on your desk.
Right.
And then let it go for the time being. So, as an example, I scroll through my email, and as I'm reading it, I'm either going to flag it to respond to later, and if I do, then I'm going to move it off the inbox and put it into some kind of a folder. Maybe mm-hmm. it's later, which means any time. Maybe it's a reply by the end of the day. But the point is to move things out of your inbox and into someplace else as you're prioritizing. And then realize you can't do email all day. If you can right. come up with certain times of the day, I know this may be difficult too, but get a life. Don't take your emails home or you'll never have any space.
Right.
You know, have those designated times of the day that you're going to answer email, and maybe you have to set expectations with your customers or your, particularly your internal customers, and say, I will read my, but please note, I read my emails 3 times a day, this time, this time, this time. And then people kind of get the idea that you're not just sitting there looking at it. And let me give you a really good mm-hmm. example. I have a client that I guess expects me to be sitting at the computer all day because he does. So I was traveling and couldn't even get to my emails for 2 days. And I had this flaming email when I got home saying, why didn't you respond? So I had to send, well, actually picked up the phone and said, I apologize for not responding, but made it clear that I do travel. Sometimes I'm not able to respond because da-da-da-da-da, and then it was fine. But there are people who have the kind of a position where they're sitting more regularly at their computer. They're able to respond right away. And if you're not, people need to know that. One of the other things is, you know, sending a thread. Have you ever gotten an email and you think, now, what did I say last?
Right. Oh, yeah.
About.
Yep.
So send that thread.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's important. That's the reason why it's good to just hit the reply button. Sometimes, though, it's handy to get rid of if the foregoing, you know, isn't beneficial. Don't keep sending 6 miles of email. You know, if you can get rid of it and tighten it up a little bit, especially if somebody's on their BlackBerry. You know they're going to be receiving it on their BlackBerry. Stand by, Valerie. We're going to take a quick break, folks. It's 20 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Valerie Sekulowski is our guest. Her book is called Do It Right. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. That's Robert Cray bringing us back. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. I hope you'll check those out and use them to your advantage. We built them just for you. And by the way, folks, in just the next few hours, you're going to be able, if nothing falls through the cracks, if no glitches, which there can be, we expect to convert over to the brand spanking new website. Same address, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Brand spanking new website today, later today, maybe tonight. But by the weekend, you'll be able to see all the hard work we've been doing, all the investment we've made into giving you a better experience when you come to us to use our information. And so I'm looking forward to showing you that, looking forward to your comments. Valerie Sokolowski is our guest. She's the author of Do It Right. Valerie, how do we find your book and you?
Thank you very much for asking. ValerieAndCompany.com, V-A-L-E-R-I-E, and company spelled out. And you can get my book on my website or on Amazon. But, Jim, first of all, congratulations, I want to say, about your website. And let's talk about that for a minute, because that's part of one's presence and part of one's branding as a company.
A very important part.
So maybe you should share a little bit about why you changed it and what you changed and how that came about, because that's a thought process that small businesses ought to be thinking about?
Well, it is kind of a Valerie, I hadn't thought about talking about it like that, but it's the truth. The thought process that we had was that we had developed various technologies that were not able that the old platform or the previous website or the one we have actually at this moment isn't the proper platform for those new technologies. So we needed a new platform to feature our new technologies, but also we needed a platform that was addressing the way people find each other these days. And so we did. So that's another reason why we did it. And of course, every wall needs a new fresh paint, a coat of paint every once in a while. So that was part of it. But you're right. I mean, other people, everybody out there should be making sure that the way they reach out to people, the way they make themselves available online, whether it be the way their email signature or whatever it might be, make sure that it's up to date, that it's fresh, and that it fits the way people are used to seeing things right now.
Well, that's very true. This last year, I also updated mine, and let me just tell you why. About 15 years ago, when I first had my web designer put it together, he really did an incredible job. He was an award-winning designer, and it was great. It was red and black and very strong.
Mm-hmm.
And it was for the day appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when you think about me as a business owner now, and especially a woman-owned business, I had to rethink a lot of the things you're talking about, and I even changed the feel of the website, the colors of the website, to be much more, how will I say, conversational.
Yeah.
Come on over and let's talk about your issues. Yes, I can help you with your leadership. You know, that a feel of warmth rather than that strong boldness. So just the colors and even the format, not too much content, but enough content,
mm-hmm.
All of those things. It's your brand. It's your company brand. It's almost like you're standing there in front of your customer.
Mm-hmm.
And it really is true that things have changed. How people find you, the optimization. My goodness, I get confused. It's just such a technology world. And just keeping up with what you started to talk about, how people find you. Look at what's happening in the social networking.
Are you helping people with that? Are you helping people with the social networking?
Well, how many of you are, and are you, Jim, on, as an example, as a professional, on LinkedIn, that website?
Yeah, that's the social networking sites are a little bit of a challenge for those of us who are a little longer in the tooth.
Well, they are.
Not you, Valerie, but us older guys. It's a little bit of a challenge, and because I still think, obviously, the social networking sites are critically important these days, but I think we still haven't seen them become the tools that they will become.
Well,
I think there's still a little bit. I think there's still a little, for businesses at least, I should say, there's still a little, it's still a little bit of a fad, but I do believe, just like websites and email, they will become, social networking for businesses will become a very important tool.
Well, I'll tell you a story about business that came to me from LinkedIn as an example. I am on there. It's more the business social
right.
network to be
right.
on, and you only invite people that you really
right.
intend to or accept an invitation.
Right,
I
right.
people.
Right.
So I got a call from a woman that I had done business with about 12 years ago. Never heard from her after we interacted for that year.
Quickly, 20 seconds, Valerie.
And bottom line, she found me and she said, "What are you doing? I want you to come back and do business with my company."
Wow, how about that? It works.
It does.
Give us the website again, please.
ValerieandCompany.com.
Hey, Valerie, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thank you.
The book is called Do It Right by Valerie Sokolowski. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate here in Chicago. Take us out.
Life is lovely.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.